Hear that? It's nice, right? It's early evening on Frenchman Street, and the doors of the bar are wide open. Tourists are drifting in and out, and the music is free. It's also illegal. That's because this bar is technically zoned as a restaurant. And in restaurants in New Orleans, you can't just have any kind of music. In fact, in most restaurants, you can't have any live music. But in entertainment districts, or technically cultural overlays like Frenchman Street, you can have three musicians on stage at a time with no amplification. That means any microphone, like this one, not allowed. Ethan Ellisted is the coordinator for MACNO, the Musicians and Culture Coalition of New Orleans. He says that the 1950s laws on the books are outdated.
It's arbitrary. So a keyboard literally can't be used because you can't plug it in. Jazz quartet, somebody has to sit down. It just doesn't make sense.
The city council tried and failed to pass a new noise ordinance. Back in December of 2013, a group of neighbors from the French Quarter and Marigny helped draft an ordinance that would have put many existing bars and nightclubs in violation. MACNO organized a protest, and the bill was withdrawn. With the noise ordinance off the table, live music is regulated by zoning, the city deciding building by building who's allowed to have music. Ellisted says that's not fair.
You shouldn't be limiting behavior in a restaurant. Why not just allow the noise ordinance to provide the levels of which is acceptable? So if you're singing into a microphone at 85 decibels, maybe you're in violation. But if you're singing a microphone at 65 or 70 and you're okay, then why should that be limited?
If it's passed, the new CZO would remove the restriction on amplification and the three-musician limit for restaurants in cultural overlays. Some say it's about time.
And this was my bedroom in here.
Andre Laborde grew up on Frenchman Street, above the shop where his family ran a small printing press. He owns the building now and leases it to Bambula's, a relatively new club on Frenchman Street. He says he wishes he could still live there, but it's not the Frenchman it used to be.
You know, actually, sleeping now would be almost impossible. So I saw where the street was adapting, and I knew that I had to adapt as well, too.
Bambula's opened as a restaurant, but to be a restaurant, you have to make over half your sales on food. As that became harder and harder to do, Laborde looked into changing his license to become a nightclub. But the city council said no.
They were denied on the grounds that the residents said that they didn't want another music and alcohol establishment on the Frenchman Street.
Laborde says that if the residents wanted to prevent the neighborhood from changing, it's too late. Most venues with live music on Frenchman are actually zoned as restaurants. They just go ahead and act like bars. But nobody's cracking down on them. Laborde says Bambula's is trying to do legally what everyone else is already doing illegally. It's not fair for him to be punished for that.
If you enforce the laws for one person, you have to enforce the same arbitrary law to all people.
It looks like the city council agrees with him. The proposed amendments to the CZO would make it easier for places like Bambula's to stay zoned as restaurants, but still be able to offer some live music. Some frustrated residents are unhappy with the changes. Stuart Smith is an attorney who lives in the French Quarter. He's represented a number of Marigny and French Quarter residents who've filed civil lawsuits against music venues.
I think a lot of the problems are people who want to make more money, and they want to take a neighborhood bar that, you know, has operated for 80 years with a jukebox, and they want to turn it into a live entertainment venue. And I think that's where the real problems start, because they get rid of the jukebox and they put in a stage and they put in a giant PA system. And the next thing you know, you have a house of blues in Gentilly.
Smith says that if enforcement were better, he wouldn't have to take people to court.
People call the police over and over and over again. Police don't do anything. And finally, they call me.
Ellisted from MACNO says he understands the fear that the rules won't be properly enforced. But that's no reason to create harsher laws.
The argument you hear a lot is that we're not worried about you opening up. We're worried about what someone else could come in and do after you. That's not how we should create policy based on hypothetical worst-case scenarios, right?
The CZO only deals with where music can be, not what it can sound like or how loud. For that, the city will have to return to the noise ordinance, a separate piece of legislation. Councilmember Nadine Ramsey introduced a new draft of the noise ordinance last month, but says it's just a starting point. City Council will be discussing the proposed ordinance with MACNO, neighborhood groups, and other stakeholders in the coming weeks. For WWNO, I'm Nina Feldman.